1-800-449-8686. This is the Phil Hendry Show.
Tabs of Beverly Hills Steakhouse. Come on down.
Go. This portion of the Phil Hendry Show.
Hi, everybody. Tab Bell here, inviting you to Tabs of Beverly Hills. Come on down for some of our great pork loin Sunday at Tabs of Beverly Hills.
We want to put our meat in your...
I know that you've had a tough time. We almost missed the commercial there.
I'm sorry, Bill.
We almost missed the commercial, and I know that you're busy tonight, but I wanted to congratulate you on the pending birth of a baby girl, is it?
That's our understanding, Phil. Marcy is, and I thank you very much for that. Marcy is 7 months along. We couldn't be happier. We went a while before we decided to have another child, as you know, because we wanted to... get the business, consolidate the business. Marcy wanted to finish her degree, which she did, yay, from UCLA this past fall.
What's her degree in?
It's in marketing and personnel, and she was involved in that end of the business when we met. And so she is in her seventh month, and we're very, very pleased. It's been rough.
Is she in good health? And is the baby in good health?
Yeah, her health is good. The baby's healthy, knock wood. She is physically, obviously, she's physically carrying some extra weight, but the doctor says that is normal. And what's interesting, I had been with Marcy. I was over at Dr. Hakau, who is the OBGYN, and he told me that it is normal for a woman to put on extra weight during pregnancy. And the reason why I was asking him is because sometimes I think that any man who has experienced this, has had a wife who is pregnant, understands that it does affect... intimacy and your ability to have the intimacy when she's changed so much physically. So we walked out of the office, and I picked up a People magazine, Phil, that I had been reading, and Marcy was standing at the window making an appointment, and I'm looking in this People magazine, and I see a picture of Katie Holmes. Are you familiar with her?
Is she the model or no?
No, she's the lady, she's just married to Tom Cruise.
Okay.
And the picture shows Katie Holmes, and the caption says she's 7.5 months pregnant. And I looked at this picture of her. She looks tremendous. She's beautiful. You can hardly tell she's pregnant at all. And it sort of took me a little bit by surprise. So, we've been dealing with a lot of these things.
And well, what was it about the picture?
Well, it's just something to deal with when you're a man who is married to a woman who's pregnant. And they do change physically. When People magazine puts a picture in their magazine of a woman who is 7.5 months pregnant, and she looks fabulous. I mean, she looks just wonderful. It looks like she could be on a model runway. And so it does take your breath away, and it's just one more thing you got to deal with.
And I'm curious when you say deal with. This is Katie Holmes. We're talking about your wife, Marcy.
Need to deal with, I have a wife who is pregnant, and any man who has a pregnant wife understands my thing. They get to be they're big, and then People magazine, and I think they put those pictures in there of a model like Katie Holmes looking beautiful even though she's pregnant.
Katie Holmes is an actress. I think you might be thinking of Kate Moss.
Oh, okay, all right, Katie Holmes the actress, right. But they put these pictures in there of a pregnant woman looking beautiful, and I think sometimes that they do it to sort of rub our faces in it. There's a lot of married men out there who are at home with a big, huge wife who is pregnant. And I wrote them an email up at People magazine. I basically told them that I knew Hugh Dunlap, who was one of the publishers. I did tell them that I was outraged that they would put a picture like that in their magazine and not be mindful of the many men who are... basically they're loading a fat wife into the car for another trip to the OBGYN. And I had...
Well, you said you were outraged. Why would you... You were angry that they would show you a picture of a woman who's pregnant that it...
Yeah, that they would show you not only a woman, but this is a celebrity, a woman, so she's already, in the public eye. And now she's married to Tom Cruise, and that also... sort of rubs your face in it because, the word on Cruise, and I don't know if it's true or not, it doesn't matter to me, but if he is gay, you've got a pregnant woman who looks phenomenal, and she's married to this guy, Cruise, who does probably probably doesn't have anything to do with her physically. And you just, you know, you sort of think to yourself, it's a waste, and you're at home with this big woman. So you have to understand, I think, man, our wives get pregnant, and they tell us that the weight gain is normal, and that their weight gain is normal, and so on and so forth. Then you see a picture of Katie Holmes who's pregnant, and she looks utterly breathtakingly beautiful, and it's rough. It burns a little bit, and we're asking for some level of sensitivity. I don't think pictures of pregnant pregnant starlets in these magazines do anything but rub our faces into the world of dung that we already live in, you know.
All right, I'm talking to Ted Bell of Ted's of Beverly Hills. He's the owner of one of the more prominent restaurants and steakhouses in the West, on the West Coast of the United States, for that matter. His wife, Marcy, is pregnant. We congratulate you on that, Ted. You're upset with the photograph of Katie Holmes in People magazine that shows her 7.5 months pregnant and looking great. Now, you did write an email to the publishers.
I wrote an email to the publishers. I know Hugh Dunlap, one of the founding publishers of People. And I can pick the phone up, and I can take someone's job like that. It's not a problem. And I think it's insensitive at best and criminal, frankly, at worst, to do this to a man who's just, herniated himself, trying to get a pregnant wife home, from a car to a front door and then into a bed. And then he has to sit,
Are you okay?
I don't know why, but I was just overcome with a little bit of emotion. You see a picture of Katie Holmes, 7.5 months pregnant, who looks great, and you give yourself a hernia. You got to sit down and stem some of the bleeding and bruising that comes from a hernia. So you pick up a magazine and see Katie Holmes, 7.5 months pregnant, looking gorgeous. It is unfair. It is criminal.
All right, well, let me give our number out here, Ted. 1-800-44...
And please forgive me, Phil. It has been kind of a touch-and-go 7 months. Thank God, I knock wood that Marcy's good, the baby is healthy. But, boy, I'll tell you, they really rub your face in it, don't they?
Well, I don't know what it is that you're getting your face rubbed in. I mean, first of all, and let me give our number, 1-800-449-8686. First of all, Katie Holmes is married to Tom Cruise. You are saying that if the rumors of Tom Cruise being gay are true, quote, what a waste?
Well, she's gorgeous. You know, this is a pregnant woman who is absolutely gorgeous. And she's going home to a guy that... You think he's touching her? I don't know. And
well, how's she pregnant?
Phil, they've got, I'm sure they've got some kind of a stud service. I don't know. I really don't know. But I think it hurts. That's all. I'm just trying to say it hurts.
All right, 1-800-449-8686. Brooke, go ahead. You're on the Phil Henry Show.
Thanks. I would just like to say, sir, your wife is pregnant. In your eyes, should be beautiful to you no matter what.
Oh, she is.
She's not going to look like a celebrity.
Oh, she is beautiful.
It's very unfair for you to say that they're rubbing your face in it. I mean, those magazines, as you should know as an adult, those are just a fantasy. Hollywood is a fantasy.
Ma'am, Katie Holmes, it may be a fantasy, but Katie Holmes does exist. And she is pregnant. And they did have a photograph of her, and she looked marvelous. 7.5 months pregnant. And yet 90% of America's men come home to pregnant women are large.
But, sir, in all fairness, does your wife have a team of people following her around, fixing her hair and making her look beautiful for these photos? Of course
not. Well, can I say this has nothing to do with her hair. It doesn't have anything to do with her hair. It has to do with the fact that she is still slender.
And are you the essence of physical fitness?
I beg your pardon?
Are you the essence of
physical
fitness?
We're not talking about me. We're talking about the fact that I come home to a woman that I've got to load into a car. It used to be, before she was pregnant, I would open the door and she'd sit down. Now we're talking about loading a human being.
Okay, so your child that she is carrying for you and your family, you are considering to be ugly and fat, and you have to load her in like she's some sort of anvil. Is that correct?
No, ma'am. I did not say ugly. I never used the word ugly.
Well, Ted, when you say she's fat...
It's emotional for most men. You know, you're trying to see this woman as, yes, you are beautiful. And
a lot of guys think pregnant women are beautiful. I happen to be one of them.
Okay, that's great, Phil. Good for you. Have you ever been married to a pregnant woman?
Look, Ted...
Have you ever been married to a pregnant woman?
Okay,
in other
first,
words, the sights, the smells, everything.
No, I have not.
Okay, then if I were you, Phil, I'd maybe put a little bit of a lid on that. Oh, pregnant women are beautiful.
Okay, so let me ask you this, sir. Your wife, you're talking about emotional distress because you're happening to look at a magazine, first of all, no one pulled a gun to your head and made you look at that magazine.
No, ma'am. I was sitting
second
in the doctor's
of all,
office.
Can I please finish?
I was sitting
second
in the doctor's office. The doctor okay. basically wants
second
you to read
all,
it.
Second of all, sir, second of all, how is it that you think your wife feels emotionally having you say that she is large or having to load her into a car? You
well,
are
she
supposed
knows
to be
true.
There for support.
She knows support. It's one thing to support a woman. It's another thing to have to be a ball and tackle.
Well, you know, maybe you should have thought about that before you procreated with her. That's
ma'am,
part of life.
No, I understand that. And my wife is a beautiful woman. I love her very much. But
well, you know,
when
to
you
hear
have
it honestly,
to go from being
a
husband to a block and tackle.
You know, as a woman who has had children, to hear that, that does not
mean
that you
it sure doesn't make a woman feel good, Ted. And it sure doesn't...
No, I love my wife with every breath I take. I'm simply saying that it's insensitive for People magazine.
Insensitive. You are going to talk about insensitivity. You're the one saying that your wife, you have to load her. Have you ever pushed anything out of your penis? We have to push the
yes.
baby out of our vagina.
Excuse me. Yes, I have.
And put up.
Yes, I have. It's called going to the bathroom. God.
Oh, yes.
Are you
so
kidding?
So have you ever had urine that is the size of a watermelon come
some
out
guys,
of your urine?
Some guys have kidney stones, yes.
Have
not the
ever,
size
sir?
Of a watermelon.
Have you ever pushed anything out of your urethra the size of a watermelon? No.
Ma'am,
have you ever had
is the size of your... Well, excuse me, but you see, you haven't... what I'm pushing it through is smaller than what you're pushing it through. Yeah, gotcha.
Okay.
See, right there.
My
woo!
Point,
3 points
sir.
At the buzzer. 3 points. I went up to the fifth floor and left you at the fourth on that one. And
her point is this, that it's a very painful thing, Ted, to have
yes.
a baby, to bring life into the world. And
yes, it is painful. And it's also painful
exactly.
to look at a woman who's 7.5 months pregnant and look like she's on a runway, and to come home to a woman who you love deeply,
oh,
but you have to load her.
So let me ask you this, sir.
Right.
When you married your wife, did you marry her for the emotional,
hit,
the love,
I already
or
hit
did
my
you
three
marry
at the
her?
Buzzer. Why am I still listening to her?
One, go ahead, ma'am.
Did you marry her because you loved her or because she was a good piece of ass?
That is a terribly personal question, and I don't think it shows you to have any class any more than it does service to my wife. Good day to you.
Oh, brother, okay.
I'm sorry, I'm not going to answer that. I won't dignify with an answer. I will not dignify something like that with an answer. Dave, you got to load your old lady into a car because she's the size of a barn. Bring her down to Ted's of Beverly Hills. You know she's going to eat. You know she's going to eat until she can't stop. You might as well bring her down here. I got food.
Here at Ted's, we want to put our meat in your...
1-800-449-8686. Ted Bell with me this hour on The Phil Hendry Show.
The Phil Hendry Show. 1-800-449-8686.
Get in there and make me some bean dip.
1-800-449-8686. The Phil Hendry Show is back.
I don't care.
Ted's a Beverly
Hills. Throw them out. You have money, throw
them out. Steakhouse, come on down.
Hey, have you ever had a Ted? I bet you have and you didn't know it. A Ted is a Captain Morgan's and Coke. I invented it. Come on down to Ted's of Beverly Hills and have a Ted.
Here at Ted's.
With a Ted.
We want to put our meat in your...
Ted Bell is with us, and this portion of the Phil Hendry Show brought to you by Ted's of Beverly Hills. And
Phil, before I forget, I wanted to congratulate you again on the premiere tonight of Teachers on NBC at 9:30 Eastern. And I know I sound like a commercial, but we're very excited for you. And we're going to have it on here in the prime rib room. I don't know. You'll be off the air by the time the show goes off, but I wanted to congratulate you.
Thank you very much. We're looking forward to it. We are talking to you about Marcy, and we do congratulate you on the birth of your baby. I want to ask you, though, Ted, I understand that you love your wife. I don't question that at all.
Well, it seems that's what some of the people that I've been speaking with are questioning, Phil. And I want to assure everyone, I love my wife. I would rather die than live without Marcy. I've known her for so many years. It's like she's my best friend. It's just that when a woman becomes pregnant and intimacy begins to fall away a little bit, and then I walk into the OBGYN's office. Now, this is where I think, and the OBGYN, Dr. Hakawa, is one of the best in the business. I know that he's Japanese, and I've never had a problem with that. My father, by the way, was a prisoner of the Japanese in World War II. My father was a prisoner of war in China. And yet I've never had a problem with the fact that this guy is a is, you know, from Japan.
Is he from Japan or is he Japanese American?
I believe that he is a Japanese American.
Then he's not from Japan.
Well, but when he's, when you say a guy's Japanese American, you're saying that he's a Jap, aren't you saying that? Or?
No, you're saying, no, you're not. And a Jap, he's a Japanese American. He's an American of Japanese descent, like you are an American of English descent. I'm an American of.
All right, okay, but here's the point. This guy's got a People magazine with a picture of Katie Holmes, who's 7.5 months pregnant. I took this picture home with me, and I want to say at this point, this is very, very personal, and it's very difficult to admit, but I took this picture of Katie Holmes, who's 7.5 months pregnant, into our upstairs master bathroom, and Marcy walked in and, you know, caught me.
Okay, so what were you, what, you were playing with yourself, is that it?
Well, you know, the kids say, you know, Mrs. Thumb and her four daughters, yeah. And it was humiliating to have to, you know, lay there on a tile floor. And you've got your, this is why I'm emotional about it.
Well, Ted, that's got to be humiliating for her, okay?
I understand it. I don't mean to humiliate her. But why does this guy Hakawa got that kind of stuff laying around that a man who's married to a woman that, and I want to emphasize it again, when you are married to a woman, that's one thing. You're called a husband. When you're married to a pregnant woman, you're called a stevedore. Do you know what a stevedore is, Phil?
A guy that works on the docks.
That's right. A guy that loads things all day.
All right. 1-800-449-8686. Roxanne, go ahead. You're on the Phil Henry Show.
Hi, Phil. How are you tonight?
Good, ma'am. Thank you.
I had a baby 15 months ago, and I've just begun to lose the weight. I've lost about 50 pounds. But I gained a lot of weight while I was pregnant. And I just think the things you're saying are incredibly insensitive. I mean, you're talking about
Did your husband see this picture of Katie Holmes?
Holmes really has nothing to do with it. And actually, look at the current pictures, if you look at the current pictures, she looks beautiful. She's very large, actually. You said tremendous, but I thought you were going to say she's tremendously pregnant.
No, she's 7.5 months pregnant,
she's
and she
huge.
Looks like a piece of tail. Excuse my language. I shouldn't say that to a lady, but she, what do you mean huge? You can barely notice it.
Well, wait a minute. What picture are you looking at?
I'm looking at People magazine.
They must have been from months ago because the recent picture I saw of her, she's...
I would also say that you're a woman. And
ready
you're
to pop.
You're seeing that through the eyes of a woman. But when are you telling me that she doesn't look good?
Well, yeah, she looks good. And you know what?
There you go.
Okay, you have a restaurant in Beverly Hills. And, you know, like the last lady
I mean,
said,
has she got veins that have exploded in her thigh? I don't think so.
I didn't see pictures of her thighs, you know. I think she's more of a lady than to have people take pictures of that.
Well, you can see her thighs in any short dress, ma'am. That's all I'm saying. And
What I want to say to you is you have a restaurant in Beverly Hills, okay?
Yes,
I'm assuming you make a good deal of money.
I'm Ted Bell.
Okay? Why don't you make a way for your wife to have access to, you know, yoga? You know, I'm sure Katie Holmes, you know, works out still.
Absolutely, Roxanne.
But look, we live
in a beautiful home. We've got a gym in a pool house out behind our house. Look, there's an old saying. And I'm sure you've heard it. You can lead a horse to water, but you can't make it drink.
Correct.
And when the horse is your wife,
that's so insensitive.
There you go. That's a terrible thing to say.
Do you realize these things that you're saying? Is Marcy listening right now? Because
my wife's probably doing what she does most of the time: sleeping and eating, eating and sleeping.
You know what?
She's pregnant.
Hey,
Roxanne, hold the line. 1-800-449-8686. We'll be back with Roxanne, Ted Bell. We have other callers here as we talk about a man married to a pregnant woman. He saw a picture of Katie Holmes, who's 7.5 months pregnant. She looks great, and Ted is emotionally distraught over that.
Phil Henry Show, 1-800-449-8686.
Are you for real?
1-800-449-8686. The Phil Henry Show is back.
Getting off of work. work, it might be tough to go home right now. You might be facing some of the same problems I'm facing. Come on and relax and have a cocktail. Meet Linda, meet Sabian, meet you, Linda. All of our cocktail servers here at Ted's. Do you want to put our meat in your...
This portion of the Phil Hendry Show brought to you by Ted's of Beverly Hills. We are talking with Ted about the blessed arrival of your baby girl, and I know you're excited about that.
Oh, Phil, I'm thrilled about it, and I don't want what I'm saying to be misconstrued. I'm simply saying that I've been down a little bit lately. I went over. I actually went over to see Dr. Hall, a gentleman you know, who prescribed Effexor for me. And it is an antidepressant.
And I want to be clear. I have Roxanne holding on. Roxanne, hon, you there?
I'm here.
Okay. And I want to be clear. You were prescribed an antidepressant because of the situation with your wife?
I understand what Roxanne's saying. She doesn't see it from my side. And that
I'm
I have to go to a psychiatrist and take an antidepressant because I look at Katie Holmes in People magazine.
I can't imagine.
Well, you know, ma'am, you're laughing, but I can tell you depression is
not
funny.
I'm not laughing at you. It's more of a, I'm just astounded at what's coming out of your mouth. I mean, if you're having these kind of problems now, before she has the baby, you know, pregnancy takes a toll on a woman's body. And, you know, and
don't I know it? Don't I know it?
Not the same. What are you going to, like, I mean, are you going to have to be on, like, I don't know, like antipsychotics after the baby's born because her body, you know, if she breastfeeds, her breasts aren't going to be the same?
I'm not proud of the fact she caught me in the bathroom, okay, with a picture of Katie Holmes.
Boy, dude,
well,
that's
you know,
got to be humiliating.
I give it to you that you were trying to, like, be private about that, but you know what? You asked me if my husband was looking at pictures of Katie Holmes. If he was, he had enough courtesy to keep those things to himself and the comments that you're making.
I was trying to keep it to myself, and she... let me ask you something. If you
found
your husband...
You're broadcasting on national radio, though.
Now, my wife's asleep, okay? I called the house about a half hour ago before I talked to Phil. And if she's awake and she's listening to this, let me just say, Marcy, if you're awake and listening to this... You know better than to listen to these interviews that I do on Hendry's show because we talk about some things very candidly. Marcy knows I've had issues with her thighs for a long time. She knows that her thighs have been a major...
Thighs?
What are you going to do? You own a restaurant, right?
I first met Marcy, she had the great... Excuse my language, Roxanne, but this is a good thing. When I first met my wife, she had the greatest rear end I'd ever seen on a woman.
Fabulous.
I was floored. She walks into the restaurant. She was wearing a tight cocktail dress. You never saw a more beautiful woman. Now, guess what? She marries a man with money. Well, I suppose now we can kind of maybe sit around and throw back a few See's candies. Next thing you know, I said to her, I've got a thigh problem with you now. When you hear the pants rubbing, you know what I'm talking about, the pants rubbing together with the thighs?
What happens so, to for better
on,
or for worse?
What's that? I'm not talking about divorcing her.
That's superficial, though. That's so superficial.
I'm not talking about...
Her emotions. Don't you think her emotions, which are
at an all-time high and rampant right now. She knows she's a stunningly beautiful woman. She's got a big rear end on her now, okay?
Dude. Most women that got great-looking rear ends, sooner or later they're going to get big. That's why they're great-looking, okay? Because they hold a little something there.
Yeah, but let me ask you this. How do you think I feel with a pair of briefs around my ankles, laying on a tile floor, looking at a picture of Katie Holmes, and in walks my wife, and I look more ridiculous than her? With
quite
her
embarrassed,
oh, man.
I'd say.
All right, look, Roxanne, I got to move on. I thank you for your call, though. Thanks for holding on with us. 1-800-449-8686. Let's go over to Melanese. Is that your name?
Yes, it is.
Go ahead, dear.
I cannot believe this piece of work. Ted.
Wait. Are we going to be talking to some men who understand what it is?
No.
Thank you. Are you the host of the Melanoma?
You keep focusing on women and Katie Holmes, so let me express my opinion. You have no idea what these people do, first of all, to those pictures that you were so fixated on.
Yes, I do. I happen to work and live in Hollywood.
That picture has been retouched and everything else.
You can't retouch a picture.
Secondly, she's a beautiful woman. She's a very beautiful woman. But secondly, they also use stock photos. So where she may be 7.5 months pregnant, that may be a picture from where she was 4 months pregnant.
Now, can I tell you something?
Because I can tell you something.
I work in Hollywood. I work as an independent film producer. I know all about photography, okay?
Well,
number two, this was a photograph taken in a parking lot as she was walking out of a store. It was not retouched. She had on her clothes. She's 7.5 months pregnant. And I'm going to tell you this, and I'm embarrassed to say this, but I would have thrown her under the hood of a car right then and there.
Oh,
That's great.
I'm telling you, you're talking about your wife's
size. Well, you're embarrassed because I wouldn't do that with you.
I'm sorry?
Nothing.
What did you say, Ted?
Well, she's giving me a hard time.
What did you say?
I wouldn't do it with her.
Well, honey, I wouldn't touch you. So that's not the point. But we're not talking about me and you.
How do you know you've never even seen me?
We're talking about Katie Holmes and your fixation. Listen, it's a radio show. And you called in expressing your opinions, and I called in to do the same. We're not talking about me and you because it would never happen. As far as your wife, I think it's wonderful that she's pregnant. I think you should be happy.
But
I am just bringing up the point, sir, that I think you could possibly be a little off in being so fixated on Katie Holmes when you don't know what the real deal is. You're a restaurant owner. You said you're pimping. Is someone doing your wife's hair? You know, is she getting a special menu, a chef? I'm sure Katie Holmes is doing Pilates or, you know, working out. That woman has a team of people that is working for her to keep her gorgeous at all times. And when she is caught off guard, since you want to be caught about Katie Holmes, I will tell you, pick up one of the rags when they have no concerns about making the celebrities look good. About 3-4 weeks ago, there was a picture on Katie Holmes on one of the rags. I won't give them the dignity and tell you the name, where her whole mouth is just blistered with herpes bumps because her hormones are going crazy. She didn't look too attractive, fella.
Well, first of all, I got to tell you, you're a woman, and this is a woman's point of view. You don't know what a man takes a look at something like that. And that's a signal. It's a signal that says she may be open to some, you know, at some point in time, some, you know, another man. But I would.
Oh, come on, man. She's a married woman.
What?
If she's got herpes, it means she may get around, which is not bad news.
No, it does not mean she's making
God.
Around. Maybe she got one bad guy.
Let me ask you something.
I don't know, but that's not the point.
Hey, Melanie,
the
before
point
we go on, you're talking about
is,
you wouldn't touch
woman
me.
The has a team of people making her look great. So if you're so concerned about your wife, maybe you should get your fat behind off the radio and get your wife a team of people and take her somewhere and get some.
Ma'am, I could buy my wife. I could clone Jack LaLanne. I could go down to where he's kept, whatever crypt he's in, get some of the DNA, clone him, wait for it to grow up, and then hire it as a personal trainer for my wife, and she'd still be parked underneath a comforter with her mouth full of C's.
She's pregnant, honey.
That's
deal
right, she's pregnant.
It.
All right.
She's
and,
pregnant.
And that's right, Ted. And what you have
to... You know
to,
what? You
Ted,
know what, Ted?
Hey,
until
you...
Know,
yeah, you're talking
Ted,
about
you
me.
You know what? Until you... You're talking about a man's
my
point
wife
of view.
Hit the jackpot with
me. Let me give you
she...
a woman's point of view. Until you are carrying a baby around in your stomach and you're shooting it out of your behind and you're gaining weight, then you have no clue of what women go through. Please don't get...
Is there, well, let me ask you. How come Katie Holmes looks like a stunning, gorgeous creature, and women like you have to be loaded into a car?
Bless
I'll tell you
your
why.
Heart, because, honey. You're
right.
Sick. You're
you know,
sick, and you're not comprehending. Because she has a team of people working for her, and mind you, I didn't have to be loaded into a car. Thank you very much.
How do you know? I'd like to ask your husband about that, if you don't mind.
You want to ask my husband? You can ask my husband.
Yeah,
he's
I would. I'd
here.
Like to. I'd he's not there, or he is?
No, he is. You want to talk to my
yeah,
husband?
Let me talk to him.
Girl.
And no, also, you might ask, does your husband make enough money to get a good cell phone, or is that too much to ask?
No, I have a great cell phone, honey, but I'm having to stand out here on the side of the road just to talk to your idiotic self to give you a little education about photography and pregnancy and
wait,
women
wait,
to get you
ma'am,
to understand.
I'm Ted Bell. Do you know who you're talking to? I'm Ted Bell.
I know who I'm talking to. I'm talking to an idiot who doesn't understand retouch photography and the perils of pregnancy.
Then you can't retouch. You can't retouch a photograph that's taken of a woman coming out of a supermarket.
Yes, you can. You
with
can
bags of groceries.
On a negative, idiot.
How do you
yes,
how do you,
you
put
can.
The what do you put new bags of groceries on top of the body that you just put on top of it? Huh?
You are really sad. Yeah,
yeah
if you don't,
I'm sad.
You know what?
I can touch my eyebrows with my tongue. Can your husband do that? I don't think so. Thank you. I'm Ted Bell.
Is that all you have going for you? That you can touch your... Honey, you are not too talented if you happen to go up in the bathroom and stroke your own business. You know, you don't have too much going for you.
Ma'am.
Hello?
I'm here, ma'am, and I'm trying to say to you, I love my wife. I'm proud of the fact
that
she's pregnant.
I did not negate that fact.
And I'm simply saying that it's very insensitive of People magazine to every man in America who's married to a pregnant woman to show me Katie Holmes, who's 7.5 months pregnant, and she looks like maybe she swallowed an olive. Tops.
You're an idiot. You're an idiot. I'm sorry. You're an idiot. that picture very well could not be real. And if it is,
right.
I'm sure. Okay,
I'm an idiot who can lick his eyebrows.
Yeah, I'll give you that. I'll give you that. How old is Katie Holmes? How old is your wife?
Katie Holmes is probably 40.
No, she is not. Katie Holmes.
Wait a minute. Tom Cruise is 44. Katie Holmes got to be 40.
Katie Holmes. He was no. Honey,
Katie Holmes is 28.
No, she's not. She's in her 20s. She's in her late 20s.
She's 40 if she's a day.
She's 28, man.
She's 40. She. Thank you.
Okay. All right. And how old's my wife? My wife's 31. There you go. Yeah. Katie Holmes is 28, and there's my wife with the thighs. You know, I always think of Marcy, and then, whoops, yep, there are the thighs.
Well, you know what? Let me give you this on a parting note. Your wife's thighs weren't too bad. You climbed in between them, and she's now carrying your baby, so deal with it, okay?
Because I could get in between them then.
You can still get them to them. If you can't get into them that way, then tell her to back it up, and maybe you'll have some better luck.
You know, you are a lady, and I appreciate that, but you've got a very filthy mind.
I didn't.
And oh, come on. You're the guy that's talking about...
your wife?
You're talking about Mrs. Thumb and her four daughters.
Yes, I tried to put it...
You're the one who's up in the bathroom, remember, with the underwear with the skin marks on the floor, trying to, you know, do your business.
I said I was with Mrs. Thumb and her four daughters. I put it in a very nice way.
Yeah, but you also said you had your Skid Murray underwear on the floor around your ankles. That shows how pathetic you are. What do you have to say about that? Come on,
ma'am, I think that someday...
Yeah.
When you're old and you look back on your life, you'll remember the conversation we had and you will weep. You'll break down and weep.
No, I will weep from laughing because you are you're hilarious. I'm getting the biggest kick out of you because you are a joke.
Hey, listen, Melanie.
We have to break. Thank you for your call. Man. 1-800-449-8686. Phil Hendry Show.
The Phil Hendry Show. 1-800-449-8686. Hey, Jack Ball. It's entertainment. 1-800-449-8686. The Phil Hendry Show is back.
Well, you're the guy that's talking about licking your eyebrows. That is a really crude thing.
No, but she was saying that I wasn't any great deal myself. That's all I was saying.
All right, let me go to another phone call here very quickly. Becky, hi, you're on the Phil Hendry Show. Go ahead.
Hello.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Sir, earlier you mentioned that your doctor told you and your wife that it is normal for a woman to gain weight, which is true.
Yes, ma'am.
It makes it healthy. For the baby. These celebrities, they are constantly told what to eat, what not to eat. They have food taken out of their hands. They starve themselves. It is not good for the baby. They have babies that, of course, you don't hear about it in People magazine, but the babies aren't born healthy. They have defects that, yes, they can be fixed. You know,
wait a minute. Maybe you can't say they're not born healthy. I mean, these celebrities have children that are, who's the one that just had a kid? Well, he didn't just have it, but O.J. Simpson had two kids that looked pretty good.
Oh, come on, man. That's years and years and years ago. I don't know what Nicole Brown looked like when she had those children.
Well, you can bet your bottom dollar she didn't look like, she didn't look like she needed to be wedged through a wall.
But she also Nicole was forced to work out.
Yeah, the whole subject of Nicole Brown is depressing me. Can we bring up somebody more current?
All right. Who just had a kid?
I don't know. Didn't Julia Roberts have a kid? No, I don't know who had a kid.
Well, there you go. So how can you say?
These people, the celebrities' wives, they are forced to work out. They are told, if you don't work out, you're going to lose your celebrity status.
Wait a minute.
I'm
Kat Bell. I own a restaurant in Beverly Hills. I serve dinner to a lot of these people. Okay, Becky? I sit there behind the bar licking my eyebrows talking to some of these people.
And you watch them go to the bathroom and see them go throw up? Do you know what they do when they leave your restaurant? No, they are not taking good care of themselves for their baby. Your wife, she needs to eat. You know, maybe she doesn't need to eat 20 million boxes of See's candies or whatever you're mentioning, but she needs to eat this. Maybe she's turning to food because she cannot cope with the way your attitude is towards all this.
No, I'm fine. It's just that I said to her, look, take a look at Katie Holmes. Why can't you look like that?
Oh, that's great. That's a great
exactly
thing to say to a woman.
I'm saying.
No, I... Look at Becky, first of all, how would you know? You sound like you're 10. How old are you?
I am 26.
You sound like you're 10, which is a compliment, because you're like this. You sound very young. And
well, she's 26, so can we say she's 26?
Yes, I'm 26.
She's 26, Jesus.
Trust me, I'm older than Katie Holmes.
You're breaking my castanets. All I'm trying to tell you is my wife is a beautiful woman. I love her. She used to have one of the greatest rear ends you've ever seen in your life. You would
when
drop
was
your,
the last time Esther, you told her that she is beautiful, though?
When, her,
when was the last
when
time
her,
you said that I love
her,
the way
I'll
you
tell
look?
What, I said to her, you know, your butt's nice, but it ain't like the way it was.
See,
oh,
you're
man.
Adding a negative to the positive. You need to go and tell her
right.
you are beautiful. You look
you know
beautiful
who I think
when you're
is
pregnant.
Beautiful? I think you're beautiful. You sound cute. You sound juicy. I mean, not juicy, but you sound...
Will
that
you
has
hold,
nothing to do with what
yeah,
we're
hold,
discussing,
Becky, hold, Becky, hold on for a minute. 1-800-449-8686. What a scumbag.
Thank you.
The Phil Hendry Show. 1-800-449-8686. Communist influenced. The Phil Hendry Show is back. 1-800-449-8686.
Phil and Becky, is Becky there?
Yeah, let me get her on. Becky, hi. You there?
Yes.
Okay, I got a treat for you guys. I'm in the restaurant, and I got Jim Chenier, and Jim used to be a trumpet player in the Doc Severinsen band, if you remember the old Doc Severinsen band, Phil, and Johnny Carson.
Yeah.
And he's going to play a little song for my wife. Go ahead, Jimmy. Go ahead, Jim. This is for the death of my wife's ass.
Oh, come on, man. See, that's what I'm talking about.
What's wrong with that? What do you think, Becky?
No.
What?
Appropriate.
The Phil Hendry Show, 1-800-449-8686. You need a checkup from the neck up.